This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Not a done deal, but a deal in principle. VOA's Veronica Blair's Iglesias gets some reaction to the weekend bargain made by House Republican leaders and the Biden administration to raise the U.S. borrowing limit.
To read on Fox News, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised the deal he struck in principle with President Joe Biden in the past hours.
You've got work requirements to help people out of poverty into jobs. You've got reforms that we can build things, cut the red tape. We capped so the president can't just spend money wildly. We're actually spending less than we spent last year. That hasn't happened in Congress. So maybe it doesn't do everything for everyone, but this is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday won Turkey's presidential runoff for a third term in power. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, reacting to the reported results, criticized the process. He says we've experienced the most unfair election in recent years. All the means of the state were mobilized for a political party. All possibilities were laid under one man's feet. Nearly all of Turkey's mainstream media are under Erdogan's control, which provided scant coverage of Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign. Erdogan's opponents warned that a renewed mandate would likely lead to more crackdowns on critics and a further slide into authoritarian rule. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.